Good morning, MGTOW men. Yeah, I've developed a new hobby since all these women want to go around being the boss bitch, and they're all covered in fucking tattoos and, oh yeah, you know. Well, in Australian society, there's dust and smoke fucking everywhere. Well, in Australian society, that's a sort of generic term used amongst men, and it's mate. Mate, M-A-T-E. And so what happens is women can go, oh, she's me mate, you know, kind of thing. But women never sort of seem to go, oh, g'day mate, how you going, you know, to some random fucking woman. But men say, oh, g'day mate, you know, which way to fucking, you know, this place or that place or the directions or how far to the turn off, and, or, you know, so men go, oh, g'day mate, you wouldn't know how many k's to the fucking turn off to boom-dum, jitty-witty-wop, do you? They go, yeah, mate, no worries. It's about 25 k's down that road there and on your left, you know, and it's a big tree on the corner. Can't miss it, you know. Of course, it's the only tree on the corner. So men communicate like that. And there's all these women getting around in singlets and shorts, and you got tattoos all over their arms and tattoos down their legs and shit. And there's this one chick in the thing, you know. And, I mean, the body was good. The head was a bit small. And, yeah, before I get into that, there's descriptions of men used by other men, you know, like bloke, which means man, you know. Mate, which means, you know, as yet unnamed person, as yet unnamed man. So you use the generic word mate, you know, which is used in front of everybody's names, and to sort of skip the formality of going, hi, my name's Bob, what's yours? Oh, I'm Peter. Oh, hello, Peter. I'm Bob. Oh, hello, Bob. I'm Peter. You know, that shit. They just go, oh, yeah, mate. You know, for generically sort of nondescript issues, you know. And so I'm starting a new trend. There's this tall woman in the supermarket. She would have been about 6'2". You know, head was a bit small, dressed in shorts and work boots and fucking singlet and a singlet. And I just to try this out, the thought occurred to me, say, oh, g'day mate, you wouldn't know where the licorice is, would you? And she goes, oh no, don't have any idea. My inner feminine is a bit fucked. So she goes, yeah. Oh, g'day, mate. You'd know where the licorice is, would you? In the Aldi supermarket. And she goes, oh, no. Oh, sorry. I wouldn't know where it is. And so I let it go for a few minutes. Just talked to her, just struck up a bit of conversation as we both went round to different aisles and came to a sort of meeting point. I said, oh, so what's a bloke like you doing shopping in a place like this? And she goes, oh, just shopping, you know. Or just shop. I've got to really work on that fucking high-pitched voice. You know, the really soft, high-pitched voice. Oh, nothing. I'm just coming here doing my shopping. And you could tell that she looks like she doesn't have a boyfriend and she'd really like one. And she is really hurt. She's kind of getting all twisted up inside and turning to tears because I'm identifying her as another man and talking to her as if she is another man, which means she's not being treated like a woman. She's not being identified as being a woman, and she's being communicated with as if she's a man. That means she doesn't look very sort of feminine, you know? She doesn't look like a girl. She's not being talked to like as if she's a girl. And she's going, oh, my fifis. They is hurts. And when I was going into the Aldi store, there was a couple of people out the front selling stuff on, you know, make donations for strokes and stuff, you know, stroke research. And I got talking to them sort of fairly briefly. I didn't really feel like talking that much, but in that time the manager of the store came out, and that was a woman. She said, I'm sorry, I'll have to ask you to move on because you don't have the permits to be, you know, operating a stand here, you know. And when I was going through the checkout, this chick, not bad looking, you know, nice and slim and firm little butt cheeks, you know, nice little firm ass on her malnourished frame that looks like she's going to pull the day she gets out of that wedding dress, she's going to pull the pin on the fat grenade. And I got to go through her checkout about 20, 30 minutes later, you know. And I said, oh, g'day, mate, how you going? She goes, oh, all right. And she was a bit sus because she was like, she didn't know how to take it, you know. So I said to her, what's a rough old bloke like you doing having a go at those two girls out the front before? And it was actually a sort of a weedy sort of man and a weedy young man and a kind of wet behind the ears woman, you know. So I changed that around. I said, what? I changed her into an old geezer, you know, an old man, a mean old man. And changed the story from the man and the woman out in the front running donations on strokes and stuff. I changed it to the two girls out the front, you know. And the point is not to see how insane you can go, make them go. The point is to see what happens when you probe them with alternative perspectives. So I continued. I said, oh, you look like a pretty rough old guy. I thought, if these two chicks give you any trouble, you'll be in. There's going to be a fight, you know. And I don't believe in dishonesty has a time and a place, you know. Like there's good lying and there's bad lying. If someone comes to rob your shop and take, you know, what you've earned for the day or whatever, and they're expecting someone to walk out with a bag full of money and to go down the bank, you'd say, oh, they've just left to the bank only a couple of minutes ago. If you hurry up, you can catch them. Yeah, that's telling a lie, but it's a good lie, you know what I mean? Gets them out of the store and running down the street after no one, and you got them on video, and, you know, it makes life hard for them, you know what I mean? And you're protecting yourself. So that's a good lie. I forget how it got into this. So I've decided to promote treating men with tits like men. You know? And just that tall one, she wasn't quite sort of in tears. She's sort of a long way off it, but you could feel the fucking dismay. This guy thinks I'm a man. You know, I look like a man, I dress like a man, I got tats like a man. You know, and he thinks I'm a man. I'm not. I'm a woman. You know. And, yeah, the manager of the store. Fuck. So that's the new sport. So I'm going to ask you to exercise this with caution and to perceive them as men, to talk to them as if they were men, to address them as men, to greet them as men, both informally and formally. And partly it's rubbing salt in the fucking, rubbing salt into the axe gash of feminism. But it's also It's also that sort of thing that, well, if you want to be men, I'll treat you as a man, you know? If you want to get around looking like men, you know, carrying on like men, I'll treat you like a man. So, mate, it is. Jeez, are you allowed to drive? You allowed to drive that car, mate? What, is your wife giving you permission? Jeez, I hope your wife can drive better than that. Just a fucking horror trip. Oh, I'm a lovely girl. I'm not really a macho man. I'm not boss bitch. I'm a girl. Yeah, mate, whatever you say. So that's the new sport that I'm asking you to participate in. I'm starting the myth of masculinity. You know, play along with it, support it. I just had that sort of thing where, lying, you know. So lying in one way can be really good. That can be, an honest way to deal with dishonest people. But there's a sort of there's a sort of an off-key, like, where you just put it on them and just to rub the fucking salt into these fucking idiots, you know what I mean? Rub the salt into their fucking, the axe gash of feminism. You know? So you're not sort of technically, in a way, you're not really lying. You're pretending. You know what I mean? You're pretending and getting inside their head and picking the locks. You know, you're pretending that they are men. You're talking to them as if they are men. You're treating them as if they are men. Which you know you're not. You know they're not men, but you're treating them as if they are men. You know? And that's I wouldn't say it's a lie, but it's a perceptual aberration. You know? You know, the waiter brings you a bowl of soup and there's a fly in it. So you go, waiter, you bought me a bowl of soup and there's a fly in it. And the waiter says, well, that'll be $10 extra. You know? It's just fucking with them, you know? That's what I mean by sort of distortions of reality. So I don't know what you guys in all these other countries call each other, you know, the sort of informal greeting, you know. But you can start doing this shit with the women, you know. You know, they don't know whether you're stupid or mad or fucking fair dinkum or you need glasses, you know. There's nothing wrong with achieving a bit of equality. But that's, again, that's one of those things, you know, the stupid cunts don't know any better. Because they've got fucking, raised by fucking idiots, education system is a full of fucking idiots, the bloody, you know? But hey, you know, you want to be equal, you want to be the equal of a man, then you're a man. And I'll treat you like a man. No worries, mate. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the toilets, yeah. The men's is that direction. 30 metres down, first door on your left. Remember that guy, is it Matt Pearson or something? And in Little Britain, and he plays Emily. I'm a lady. See, I've got my ladies, you know, I've got my ladies' umbrella, I've got my ladies' gloves because I'm a lady. Oh, here's my lady purse, you know. Well, technically, you're doing the same thing to the fucking women. Oh, good morning, sir. How are you, sir? Lovely day out for a gentleman. You know. So you're coming in, so you're going to the gentleman's club for a round of golf with the boys, are you? It's a good sport for a man. Nice and manly. It's a manly man sport. You know? That's the sort of, that's the reverse of fucking Emily. I'm a lady, you know? Oh, you know? All those chicks. You're a man. You're a man. We do men things here. I know you're a man. I can tell you're a man because you've got a man singlets on and you've got a man shorts and you've got a man work boots. It means you're a man. Yes, I'm very tired, because I've been up since about 1 a.m, I think. And, fuck, I need to have a lot. I don't desperately need a lay down, but I wouldn't mind, you know. I'm starting to get those little fucking, you know, where the brain sort of, the eyes are open but the brain's switching off, you know. So I might turn this camera off.